CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 19th of November 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. World Radio Conference, WRC 23. VHF Contest Committee Survey. Taking Amateur Radio into Schools. RSGB Presentation released. World Radio Conference, WRC 23, opens on Monday, the 20th of November. Over the coming 4 weeks, a wide variety of agenda items will be considered, of which the 23-centimetre band is a high-priority item for amateur radio. IARU volunteers have worked hard over the past 4 years in preparation for this. The RSGB will be attending as part of the Ofcom UK delegation. The RSGB's social media and special focus page at rsgb.org/wrc-23 will feature regular postings while the conference is underway. Following a really productive contest forum at the RSGB convention and a number of suggestions generated by the committee or raised in discussions with contesters, the VHF Contest Committee would like feedback to help finalise the VHF contest rules for next year. The survey doesn't have many questions, so it shouldn't take more than a couple of minutes of your time to fill it out, but the committee would really appreciate your views. Of course, there's also an opportunity for you to give feedback outside of those specific questions. You'll find the survey at tinyurl.com/VHFCC, and it will remain open until the end of the month. As part of its commitment to outreach and the growth of amateur radio, the RSGB has released a presentation from its 2023 convention called Taking Amateur Radio into Schools. Lyle Smith, GM4XID, Chris Leviston, M0KPW, and Simon Harris, G4WQG, share their experiences of inspiring school pupils to explore and have fun with amateur radio. Lyle set up an amateur radio club in his school, whilst Chris started an after-school club at his daughter's primary school. Simon, with the help of friends at his amateur radio club, created links with his son's technical college that has snowballed to other schools in the area. The presentation shows how individual radio amateurs and clubs can make positive and productive links with schools and will give you tips and encouragement for getting involved with your local schools. The Bath-based distance learning team has helped over 1,000 students to pass the UKU amateur radio exams with pass rates consistently above the national average. The next intermediate course will run from January to May 2024. Students will receive weekly work packages via a virtual classroom. There will be no charge for the training, but students will need to provide their own textbook, scientific calculator, electronic parts and toolkit. Students will also have to arrange their own exam at the end of the course, but advice will be provided at the appropriate time. As part of the application process, there will be some pre-course work to ensure students are able to use the online learning systems and to be sure they are ready to study in January. To receive course application details, please email Bath-based distance learning team leader, Steve, G0FUW, via Golf Zero Foxtrot Uniform Whiskey at bravo-bravo-delta-lima.org.uk. The RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park will be closed on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, and New Year's Day. There will be reduced hours on New Year's Eve when the centre will be closing at 2 p.m., Following the seasonal closures, the RSDB National Radio Centre will also be closed for essential maintenance works between the 2nd and 5th of January. Outside of these times, volunteers look forward to welcoming visitors as usual. Remember that RSDB members can download a free entry voucher for Bletchley Park from the RSDB website, rsdb.org/bravo-papa-voucher. Please send details of your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline for submissions is 10 a.m. on the Thursday before the Sunday broadcast. And now for details of rallies and events. The Wiltshire Winter Radio Rally will take place on Saturday the 25th of November from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. The venue is Kington Langley Village Hall in Plainfield. Kington Langley, Wiltshire, postcode Sierra November 155 November Juliet. Entry costs £3. There is no charge for under 16s. For further information, please contact chairman at chippenhamradio.club. And the Bishop Auckland Radio Amateur Club Rally will take place on Sunday the 3rd of December. The event will be held at Spennymoor Leisure Centre, High Street, Spennymoor, County Durham, postcode Delta Lima 166 Delta Bravo. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. for visitors. Disabled access from 10 a.m. For more information, contact Bravo Delta India November Golf Lima Echo at hotmail.co.uk. Now the special event news. Radio Club Denise is active as Tango Mike 8 Alpha Bravo to commemorate the anniversary of the first transatlantic amateur two-way contact between Leon Deloy, 8AB, and Fred Schnell, 1MO, in November 1923. Listen for activity on the 80 to 10 metre bands using SSB, CW, FT8 and SSDV until the 10th of December, QSL via F4KJQ. Special call sign Lima X-ray 90 Romeo Tango Lima is in use to celebrate the 90th anniversary of Radio Luxembourg's first long wave broadcast. It will be used by various LX operators until the end of the year. Look for activity on the HF bands using SSB, CW, digital modes and satellite. All QSOs will be confirmed automatically via the DARC Bureau. The logs will be uploaded to ClubLog, Logbook of the World and EQSL on a regular basis. See QRZ.com for more information. Now the DX news. Pierre VK3KTB and Alexei VE1RUS are active as Victor Yankee Zero Echo Romeo Charlie from the Eureka Amateur Radio Club station on Ellesmere Island, NA008, until the 22nd of November, QSL via OQRS. And Maurizio IK2GZU is active again from Tanzania as 5 Hotel 3 Mike Bravo until the 8th of December. He's operating using SSB, CW and digital modes on the 80 to 10 meter bands, QSL via OQRS, Logbook of the World, EQSL, or via IK2GZU. Now the contest news. On Tuesday, the 21st of November, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 23 centimeter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 23rd of November, the Autumn Series CW contest runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC using CW on the 80 meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. And the CQ Worldwide DX CW contest runs from 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 25th of November to 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 26th of November. Using CW on the 106 meter 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and CQ zone. The UK is in zone 14. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 16th of November 2023. We had another roller coaster week with periods of reasonably settled geomagnetic conditions followed by more unsettled times. Luckily, it didn't get too bad, as it did when the KP index hit 7 the week before. This, coupled with a lower solar flux index of 119 on Thursday, has meant HF conditions have not been outstanding. However, we are still buoyed by the seasonal HF conditions, which are generally good in autumn. PropQuest shows that the F2 layer critical frequency is still maxing out at more than 12 MHz around noon. The F2 layer critical frequency is the highest at which radio waves are returned back to Earth when sent directly up into the ionosphere. This gives us a maximum usable frequency, MUF, over a 3,000 km path of more than 40 MHz. Interestingly, it also gives us an MUF over a 500 km path of more than 14.7 MHz. So look out for long distance inter-G signals around noon or thereabouts on the 20 meter band. The 30 meter band remains a pretty solid inter-G band from late morning until mid-afternoon. Getting back to the geomagnetic conditions, the BZ component of the interplanetary magnetic field, IMF, has been pointing south for long periods, which is why the KP index has been higher than normal. This means that the IMF more easily couples to the Earth's magnetic field, just like two bar magnets aligned north against south. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will rise again, perhaps reaching 140 by the end of the week. However, it also forecasts unsettled geomagnetic conditions from the 22nd to the 25th, with a forecast KP index of up to 5, so get your HF DXing in early next week. And now the VHF and up propagation news. The seemingly never-ending period of unsettled weather is likely to continue into the coming week. This means another week with only a limited chance of tropo for most parts of the country. As something of a long shot, it's worth noting that southern parts of England, especially along the Channel coast, may have access to higher pressure over Biscay after the middle of next week for a chance of tropo paths south into western France or northern Spain. For the rest of us, the weather pattern is rather changeable, with a tendency for northwesterly winds. At this time of year, this can often mean that showers form over the surrounding seas. Rain scatter options could be worth checking for stations around the Irish and North Sea coasts. Meteor scatter is also worth considering in view of the peak of the Leonids on Friday the 17th and Saturday the 18th at the beginning of this first weekend. It's quite a broad period of activity, and with the minor monocerotids shower peaking on the 22nd, conditions could still be good throughout the new week. And lastly, a thought about the chances of aurora and the busy solar activity. It's worth keeping a check on the planetary KP index for signs of aurora. Look for a KP above 6. For EME operators, moon declination starts at a minimum, but rises all week, going positive again late on Wednesday. Losses are at their lowest with moon perigee on Tuesday the 21st. 144 MHz sky noise is low all week. Perigee is when the moon is at its closest point to Earth. And that's all from the propagation team this week. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. And we move to local news. Please note the details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. For the Southwest, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club has a net on Tuesday on 70.475 MHz from 7:30 p.m. Members will be meeting on Thursday. Contact is Dave Wellham, G0DPW, Bravo Alpha Delta, Alpha Romeo Charlie, at protonmail.com. On Wednesday, Gordano Amateur Radio Group is meeting at The Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, from 8 p.m. Contact is Malcolm, G4KPM, 07971-431-125. On Friday, North Bristol Amateur Radio Club has a talk entitled On the Bus, The Digital Bus by Dennis, M0IYQ. The club now meets at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, postcode Bravo Sierra 164 November Echo. Meetings are on Fridays, starting at 7 p.m. Have a look at November Bravo Alfa Romeo Charlie .org.uk. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. Daily nets are held at 10:30 a.m. on GB3ZB and on Friday evening at 8 p.m. on 145.450 MHz. Have a look at Tango Sierra Golf, Alfa Romeo Charlie .uk, or contact secretary at Tango Sierra Golf Alfa Romeo Charlie .uk. And now South Wales. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting for a Natter Night. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. There will be a Club Net on 144.550 MHz from 8 p.m. on Saturday. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900560080. Cumbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 44, 6 Juliet Zulu. Contact is Ken Smith, 07411 595103. Or look at Mike Charlie Zero Yankee Alpha Delta dot club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets the Rubino Recreation Club, Lonnydale, Cardiff, postcode charliefox.146echoalpha at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 MHz at 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 MHz from 8 p.m. On Tuesday, there will be a meeting at the Society's clubhouse and via Zoom from 7 p.m. Contact is via, have a look at, Golf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey .org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode Charlie Fox Lot 41, 7 Sierra Yankee, on Tuesdays. More information about the Society can be found by visiting Golf Whiskey 2 fox.oscarfoxtrot.co.uk. Contact is John, GW4BUZ, 01443-432-542. Usk Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Indoor Bowls Centre, Glebelands Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, postcode November Papa 197 Hotel Foxtrot. For more information, visit Usk Side Alfa Romeo Charlie.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week, keep safe, from the GB2RS news team.